To anyone who thinks opera is an old-fashioned art form that has nothing to say to today's world, I say go see Blue. The new opera debuted on Sunday, July 14 at the Glimmerglass Festival in Cooperstown. It is a tense and powerful depiction of an African-American family in contemporary Harlem. The teenage son, innocent but earnest, gets shot and killed by a police officer at a peaceful protest. We never see the shooting. In Act One, we get to know the family. In the opening scene, three chattering girlfriends coo over the pregnant mother. Hearing that she's expecting a boy, they turn grim and declare, "Thou shalt bring forth no black boys into this world." The stoic father is a police officer who has to be coached on how to hold an infant. Act One ends with him and his now teenage son arguing. It's a familiar kind of father-son scene, except this son faces constant danger. The father declares, "Stay alive. That's what you're supposed to do." After intermission, the father and preacher share their fury, the minister adding rather hollow words of consolation. The mother convulses in bitter grief as her helpless friends look on. The community gathers at the funeral. These scenes could easily become polemic or cliched or just too much to take in. But opera has the power to elevate human proceedings and to sustain emotion. And Blue is a tragic opera for a new era. The libretto was written by Tazewell Thompson, who is African-American and also directed the staging. His script is urgent and immediate, full of authentic detail and genuine voice. Rather than mimicking any of the musical styles that could be used to depict black culture, composer Janine Tesori goes for dignity and nobility. The vocal writing is often lively and contemporary, but stately brass chords tell us this is more than the passing struggle of any single family. Blue was commissioned by the Glimmerglass Festival and its visionary director, Francesco Zambello. It will also be seen at the Washington National Opera and the Lyric Opera of Chicago next year. It plays at Glimmerglass through August 22nd. The final main stage work in the 2019 season at Cooperstown is a mostly lighthearted romp, The Ghosts of Versailles by John Corigliano. The opera imagines Marie Antoinette languishing in heaven, bored to death. To amuse her, the smitten author Beaumarchais produces a sequel to his previous hits, The Barber of Seville and The Marriage of Figaro. The score places the ghosts in clouds of modern dissonance, while the opera within the opera is a quick-moving pastiche on Rossini and Mozart. At one point, a cranky ghost complains that he could never follow the third act of The Marriage of Figaro. There's a lot to keep up with here as well, but remember that the goal is good music and a good time. Ghosts offers that in heavenly profusion. The Glimmerglass season, which includes ongoing performances of Showboat and Verdi's La Traviata, continues through August 24th. This is Joseph Dalton for WAMC.